Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert from the Relaxation Lounge. And I'm back again to share different techniques and practices to reduce the stress in your life. And today I got Faye Lewand, who's known as New Zealand's most trusted internal conflict resolution expert and coach for burnout or nearly burnt out professionals. Her method brings back life's ease and excitement for the professional who's had it or almost burnt out by harnessing the magic of the subconscious mind and the nervous system to banish chronic stress, anxiety, and fatigue. So welcome, Faye.
Thank you so much, Denise. It's lovely to be with you.
Yes. Now, I've got a question for you. What does internal conflict resolution mean?
Right. So internal conflict, I get asked that all the time, by the way. So internal conflict resolution is basically the things that are happening on the inside that limit us from feeling the way we want to feel, doing what we want to do, or being who we want to be. So I'm going to give you some examples. If you're seeking to be healthier or more energized or more motivated, if you're seeking to find love, if you're seeking to be more motivated and more focused and more productive at work, and for whatever reason that's not working for you, even though that's what you want, chances are that there's something going on the inside, internally, that is blocking you and limiting you from getting where you want to be. There's a part of you that is literally in conflict, quite literally, with the outcome that you want inside your mind. And these internal conflicts are usually things like earlier memories and experiences that haven't been cleared. It's usually like past traumas. It's things in your past that you haven't let go of. It's emotional toxicity. It's negative emotions. It's limiting beliefs. It's values that are misaligned. That's a big one. Values that are misaligned is huge. Needs, primal human needs that aren't being expressed. All of those are examples of internal conflicts. And then once you resolve those at the level of the subconscious and the nervous system, which is where they're created and stored, then boom, the mind then is able to move you forward to where you want to go and what you want to be and what you want to do. And by the way, Denise, we all have internal conflicts. It's just part of our human journey. All 7 billion of us have them.
Yes, I know. I'm actually a hypnotherapist myself, and working with the subconscious is very, very important.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about helping people with burnout and stress. How do you help them with stress and burnout, and what things do you recommend?
Yeah, so the hypnotherapy is only a small piece of what I do and how I bring them a lasting solution. And, you know, this work arose from my own personal journey, recovering from 3 rounds of burnout. And, you know, I mean, if you or anyone that you know have ever suffered from burnout, like, you know that it's not just about energy levels and it's not just about fatigue, which, I mean, is a big thing in and of itself. It comes part and parcel with lots of mental health difficulties and difficulties with emotional regulation as well. You need to, and I found through my journey that the time that I stopped with the relapses was when I added the area of the nervous system and nervous system support to all the previous work that I had done cognitively, emotionally, with the physical body and the subconscious mind. And so I have, because I spent 15 years basically, Denise, you know, like looking into different ways to heal and recover from these really challenging mental health conditions that I started grappling with 15 years ago. And 15 years ago, when I was first diagnosed, my first diagnosis when I had my first burnout was depression and PTSD. at the time, what they prescribed for me was prescription medication and talk therapy. And, you know, none of them really were solutions for me. They weren't, because I was seeking a solution that's natural and has no side effects and is rapid and effective and works and is actually good for me, you know. And I intuitively felt that the medication piece wasn't it. And I thought, okay, I'll go along to the talk therapy, because I felt like intuitively when the doctor was saying that there could be something psychological and emotional contributing to this, you know, low mood, this depressive state, this heavy feeling in the body. I thought, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I think I went to 2 sessions, Denise, of talk therapy, and I never went back, because, you know, it was just, I actually felt worse after each session, going and round in circles talking about how bad my life was. And there was no plan forward. There was no path forward. There was nothing taking me beyond where I was and how horrible I felt. So I stopped with that. And that's when I started learning about, well, what does it take to recover and to live a healthy, happy, meaningful life? And over the past 15 years, that's basically the journey that I've been on, taking courses and workshops and trainings and certifications and applying them on myself, because that was the first point of interest and commitment. And then eventually when I healed, like really healed, and I was living the life that I wanted to live, I ended up coding everything that worked on my healing journey and put it into a proprietary 9-step formula, which is called the Tiredness Solution, that basically takes professionals from a place of being totally burned out or nearly burnt out and, like, you know, really tired, wired, and uninspired, to a place of freedom from these symptoms of trauma, depression, and burnout, so they can do what they want with their lives and feel they want the way that they want to feel. Those 9 steps are on my formula, on my website, I'm sorry. And it is a holistic formula, which means that in summary, you need to work on the cognition and the thoughts and the negativity bias, really, really important, because behind all mental health challenges is a negativity bias that is out of whack. You need to work on resolving the internal conflicts, which are the things that we talked about earlier on the inside that are limiting you. You need to eliminate chronic stress, not just manage stress, not manage it, because, I mean, we all know what we need to do to manage stress, but like, there's a stress epidemic that I think is more real than the coronavirus epidemic, to be honest with you. You need to release the tensions from the physical body, the deep physical structures of the body. And I know you're a proponent of EFT, but that's wonderful. I use that a lot in my work, but it's also working on the fascia. It's working on the myofascia. It's working on the nervous system as well. You also need to work on the nervous system, which is essential. You also need to work on internal resources and reawakening those internal resources in a way that you feel in your body and not just know in your mind. And you also need to regulate your biology. You know, you need to regulate your circadian rhythms. You need to regulate your biological rhythms. So all of these components I have found are really central, really essential to recovery, a full recovery from fatigue, depression, and burnout. You know, because yes, each one of these steps in and of its own can be a modality, but it's not complete. And that's why I'm a big proponent of holistic measures, because it's only when something is holistic that it can provide a really long-lasting solution, because we're holistic beings. Like, we're not just mind, and we're not just body, and we're not just spirit. So you need something to address each of those components.
You know what? I can relate so well, because years ago, and the reason why I got into working with stress is because I went through burnout quite a few times.
Yeah.
And I realized that I did have that internal conflict, and I did try talk therapy, and it didn't work for me.
Look, I mean, there is a place for it. You know, there is a place for it for sure. The talking, the understanding why is really, really, really useful. But that alone is not going to get you out of the funk. You know, I heard a quote recently, which I love. And it said, the solution isn't in the story. The solution is in the store. So as I like to call it, it's in the storehouse of the memories that really are behind whatever is limiting you. And they're in the store of the body, you know, the nervous system, which lives in your body. That's where you're going to find relief, not just talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt very unfulfilled. And
yeah,
I find too, because I'm a busy entrepreneur, probably you're the same. First of all, is taking that time out to do these things and yes. then having no results even got you more, got me more frustrated. And
yeah,
not, I wasn't in burnout at that point, but when I was in burnout, it was horrible because I would go to burnout. I would crash. Yeah. I would get sick. I would take the time off, recover, and I would go right back into the lifestyle. And that was just my lifestyle. I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And once my doctor said, Denise, if you continue this way, you're not going to be here much longer. And
yes,
but you know what? I didn't know how to slow down.
No, but that's, and also I think coronavirus, Denise, I don't know what it's like in the States, but like at least in this part of the world, I feel like coronavirus is awakening us to a different way of living and a different way of being, and has shone the spotlight on the importance of well-being and really what it means to be healthy and well, and where work fits into the bigger structure and ecosystem of your life. Because until, I mean, I lived in the States for many years and in Canada as well. I hear a bit of a Canadian accent.
I'm in Canada, yeah.
Oh, you're in Canada, right? Yeah. I hear it. I love it. And, you know, I was there in the 80s and the 90s where, you know, busyness was worn as a badge. You know, and the busier you are, the better, you know, and there's a little bit of like a status with how busy you are or how underslept you are. And I thought that that was very much part of the prevalent culture, which, you know, obviously will support patterns and choices that lead to burnout. And which is why it's so important to be conscious of that and to really assume responsibility for ourselves, especially because this culture kind of allows for it to happen, to say, no, this isn't how I want to live my life. These are my priorities, and I'm going to structure my life so that I prioritize the practices that are going to keep me healthy and well, so that I'm not doing this yo-yo thing. Because like you, I was on a yo-yo thing, you know, three burnouts. But, you know, one of the primary practices in my tiredness solution is assuming responsibility for change, which basically means I am the one who's responsible for recovery from burnout or prevention from burnout. It's not my job. It's not my boss. It's not my to-do list. It's not my inbox. It really isn't any of those things.
Yeah.
It rests with us.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, the problem is too, though, I find that when you are at that point of living in stress and in burnout, you're not thinking straight either.
No.
The decision-making is like out the window, and you're just trudging through what you can possibly get done. And you just keep trudging and trudging and trudging. Yeah. So anybody listening to this who is dealing with being overstressed or overwhelmed or verge of burnout or in burnout, what is the first step that you would offer that person?
Well, the first step is what I just mentioned, to actually assume responsibility and own the outcome and own the process and actually say, okay, this is how I want to feel. Like not associate with how bad it is, because I know how bad it is. We both know how bad it is, but actually own how I want to be instead, how I want to feel instead. That is the first step. You know, before I work with anyone, Denise, I make sure that, you know, they have to answer an intake form. And one of the questions, early questions on the intake form is, who's responsible for the change in your life? And if I get any answer other than me, I will not even have an introductory strategy session with them, because it's a little bit of a lost battle. If we're constantly in pointing and blame mode that it's my inbox, my boss, it's not going to be helpful for recovery. So that's the first one. I know it seems trite, and I know it seems, you know, silly and insignificant, but that is half of the battle is there. You know, it's with anything in life. It's the first step is actually the biggest step, and it takes you more than halfway to the outcome. The other thing that I would suggest, actually three things are, because I do have like a quick three-step proprietary system for kicking the overwhelm, is to really look at eliminating the causes of your your dysregulated stress response, like really going inside and doing the inner work and committing to the inner work and the things that are at the root cause of your out of control stress response. The other one is to put on the brakes, all of those things that we know about, like all the well-being practices, all of the mindfulness practices, all of the mind body and brain body practices, all of those help to literally switch on another part of the nervous system, the relaxation response that knows how to offset the negative effects of stress, the negative effects of busyness, the negative effects of burnout, so that you stay in a state of balance, so that you stay in a state of regulation and harmony. And the problem is for so many of us is that we don't allow ourselves to step into that other zone of our biology, of our neurology, in order to let the body and the brain recover from the busy day, the big deadline, the difficult conversation, the horrible breakup. So what we're doing is we're going from one busy day, one busy week, one big deadline, one big breakup, one big relationship to the other without the reset, without the reset. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's just like if you're driving a car and your foot is, constantly on the gas pedal and you're not using the brake pedal, well, at some point you're going to crash, aren't you?
Good analogy. I love that. That's so true. Okay. So Faye, I understand you've got a nice freebie to give away to the audience today.
Yes, Denise. And it actually relates to what we were just talking about hitting the brake. I have created a 30-day calendar with 30 practices that allow you to put on the brakes so that you can reset and recharge your nervous system for more health, happiness, and success. Because when your nervous system is in balance, your nervous system will give you the health, the happiness, and the success that you want and that you desire. Yes, would be very happy to offer that to your listeners. And that comes also with a support group called the Nervous System Wellness Tribe, where we demo these practices. There's Q&As, there's live talks, expert panels, so on and so forth, all there curated to support you in putting on the brakes so that you are preventing the burnout and bringing yourself back into a state of well-being and homeostasis.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And anybody listening or watching, the links will be anywhere you see this. So feel free to download that. If you want to reach out to Faye, feel free. Now, we're going to be wrapping this up. Are there any last words you can share with the audience today?
Denise, yeah, my last words are, usually what I've found in my practice over the past 10 years and in doing this and in my own journey, that the most effective practices and the most effective solutions are usually the simplest and the ones that we tend to overlook. You know, like we've all heard this thing about everything that you seek is inside of you. We've all heard this. We've all heard, you know, the slow down, the take care of yourself, the put yourself first. And maybe we don't really pay attention to it or take stock of it or really prioritize it. But seriously, after 15 years, my 15-year inquiry, this is what I've come to, you know, the answers are literally inside of yourself, but you've got to clear the junk first to make room for them to arise. And you've got to put on the brakes, especially in this modern fast-paced world that we live in, so that you keep yourself from crashing and burning and harming yourself and harming others. Yeah. And it really is that simple.
It sounds simple, but some people really have a hard time with it.
And it's it's simple, but maybe hard to do, you know, like not always easy to do. But what makes it easy is when you when you work with someone who's done it before, who has the systems in place, yeah. who knows what they're doing, you know, that takes the difficulty factor out of it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Denise. So nice to connect with you.
Great information. Yes. So thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.